With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump, coming off a strong rally in New Jersey over the weekend. On Saturday, he spoke to one of the largest crowds of any candidate in recent years, also taunting the media's cameras for refusing to turn around and show the real size of the crowd.
They never do it. They never do it.
The supporters took to chanting, "Turn around, turn around," and the cameras never did. But the presumptive Republican nominee also said he'd been forced to endure a Biden show trial on that hush money case.
As you know, I've come here from New York, where I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden.
The 2024 presidential contest does feature sharply opposing views when it comes to taxes.
Many of the income tax cuts signed into law by Donald Trump in 2017 are set to expire after next year. If all the tax cuts expire, the vast majority of U.S. households would see their payments to the IRS increase. But if all the tax cuts are extended, another $4.5 trillion would be added to the national debt over the next decade. President Biden wants to extend the middle-class tax cuts while raising taxes on the wealthy. But Trump argues that tax increases would destroy the economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas is criticizing President Biden for his threat to withhold arms shipments to Israel if it invades Gaza.
Joe Biden, from the very beginning of this war, has put more pressure on Israel than he has put on Hamas or some of Hamas's patrons in the region. And that's almost entirely because of the left wing and indeed the increasingly anti-Semitic wing of his party.
That is Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, recently interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. Black Protestants are turning away from the Democrat Party. Michael Harrington has a report.
According to data analyzed by Eastern Illinois University professor Ryan Burge, 60% of African-American Protestants strongly support the party in 2008. Today, only 49% do. Burge says Democrats are losing black Protestants in part because the party has embraced the LGBT agenda and other causes that run contrary to black voters' religious beliefs. While some black Protestants are becoming Republicans, others are going independent. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado becomes the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion haven. One Colorado abortion fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year, many arriving from Texas, where pro-life laws are strong. The Cobalt Abortion Fund spent $6,000 to obtain abortions for 34 women in 2021. This is SRN News. A fascinating frontier in medicine suffers a setback. As Julie Walker reports, the first person to receive a genetically modified pig kidney transplant has died.
Nearly 2 months after becoming the first person to undergo a genetically modified pig kidney transplant, Rick Slayman has died. Doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital did the procedure in March. The hospital's transplant team says it's deeply saddened, and there is no indication the 62-year-old died as a result of the transplant. Slayman's family thanked them, saying their efforts gave them 7 more weeks with him. Previously, pig kidneys had been temporarily transplanted into brain-dead donors. 2 men received heart transplants from pigs, although both died within months. I'm Julie Walker.
World markets are mixed after Wall Street coasted to the close of another winning week on Friday. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.